Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
So hi, my name is Ben Finkley, and I'm the CEO of Velocci, the Drupal Internet Marketing Agency, and I am also the organizer of the Blue Drop Awards, which is an independent awards program for Drupal websites. The Blue Drop Awards were created to really shine a spotlight back on the Drupal community, to let the world outside of that Drupal echo chamber know that there's some really great stuff going on here with Drupal. We have a nominating process, so members of the Drupal community can nominate their favorite Drupal sites, and then we'll have a vote, and the voting will start the week after DrupalCon, and then the community will vote on their favorites in 8 different categories, ranging from enterprise websites to nonprofits to personal sites or even just strange websites. And then there'll also be a Drupal Site of the Year award that will be given out for the site that receives the most votes for that category. So we started it really just, it's been a little over a month now. We kind of kicked it off in mid-February. And the response has been overwhelming. We've got, at this point, about 150 nominees, and we still have three days left for nominations. So that's been very exciting to see and to hear. What I hope happens is that when a site wins and we help them do some marketing for their the fact that they won, which the Blue Drop Awards is doing for free for the winners. What I hope happens is they issue that press release and they, somebody opens up the paper and sees, oh wow, my dentist won the best business website for built with Drupal. That's really amazing. I can't believe that. Hey, what's Drupal? And then they have to go find out, or they have to go ask, what is this Drupal thing, and explain that to me. And what I hope that does is spawns 100,000 conversations, right, across the world, and gets people outside of the Drupal community just asking the question, what is Drupal, and why did you win this award, hey, maybe that's pretty cool for me. I want a Drupal website. I want a website that looks like that, right? So the website itself right now is for nominating and voting, but we're going to turn it into a showcase and really use the nominees to create a place where people can go to see the best in class Drupal websites as picked by the community. And we have sections in there not just about the site and what that company is about, but also how it was built. Who was the development company that built it, and who were the individuals who worked on that site, and what are the cool technologies that it's using? So it's not just, oh, it looks pretty, but it's also, hey, it's using the new technologies. It's using things that other developers can come in and look at and go, that's really interesting. I want to learn how to do that, or I want to, this is a site that I want to replicate in some work that I'm doing over here with my company or whatever they're working on. So. Anyway, there's hopefully a lot of really good synergies that come out of Blue Drop.
Since I'm new to it, what I've gathered here, so basically you've created an award that the community can kind of say, here's all the great stuff we've been doing, but it's now letting the public be able to get an insight to, holy cow, all these massive sites are built on Drupal. What's Drupal? So that's kind of what the goal was?
That's exactly the goal. And there's other goals that are kind of follows on from that. So, for example, we have sponsors, and frankly, it's not super expensive to put on an awards program like this. There's not any cash prizes. There's, we've got some free things we're giving away. We've got some really nice badges people put on their sites, but I mean, it's not super expensive. So what we're planning to do with those sponsorship dollars is then, after we've announced the winners and helped them with their PR and everything, is take that, take those funds and then create marketing materials that can be used by anybody in the Drupal community. And we'll use our winners as our case studies and the subjects of our podcasts or whatever it is that we decide that we're going to do. But what we want to do is make it easier for Drupal companies to compete with the Sitecore and Adobe and, you know, the people that go up, the companies they go up against when they're going out to sell themselves and sell Drupal. Every time a Drupal development shop is selling themselves on, hey, we can provide you with a solution, they're also selling Drupal. So we want to create some tools that they can customize for themselves. We'll give away the source files. We want people to take them and steal them and change them and use them however they see fit in their business. But we're trying to make it easier to compete with Drupal. And so that's, to me, the awards and everything is great fun, and I'm having a blast doing it. But the real fun stuff comes when we're creating the materials that are helping grow the Drupal community and helping us win against those other platforms.
And then will this be a reoccurring thing that this will someday be the Academy Awards of Drupal, or?
From your lips to God's ears.
Okay.
I hope that Blue Drop Awards continues for many years to come. We're having a discussion about doing a European Blue Drop Awards and in time for Munich. I don't know for sure that's going to happen. So I'm trying to get some coordination with the organizers of Munich, and there has been a lot of interest from the European community. I'd say maybe 10 or 15% of our nominations are from European websites. And I think if we do a push there, I mean, I think we'll get another couple of hundred nominees. You know, so it's the goal here is to continue it at least once a year, possibly twice, or, you know, if we start doing Drupal cons over in Pacific Rim or in Australia or somewhere, then maybe we do even one down there. But for now, it's North America. Hopefully, we'll add Europe and then just continue it year after year.
Perfect. So we're going to be rolling out the blue carpet then.
That's right. The blue carpet.
There we go.
I'm going to write that down.